young folks. That's something to think about right there, if not, amen. Hey, some of our greatest blessings comes at the times that we think God's not taking care of us, amen. Well, tonight we're going to do something a little different. I believe what last week or week before last, we had some testimonies from our college students, and y'all done an awesome job. Every one of you done very good. So tonight when you get up here, you don't have to be too awful nervous. You can, we'll get this stand. We'll move this stand right down there. We're going to put you down here in the front where everybody can look at you eyeball to eyeball. Anyhow, you don't have to be all that nervous. We're all just friends, amen? But y'all did an awesome job. So we're praying for you right now. We're already praying for you. And I'm going to ask Brother Barry to come up here, and he'll tell you a little bit about what's going on, and then we'll let him run things. You just going to run from right there, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is yours.
All right. I got the mic on. Amen. All right. Amen. We're going to get some testimonies tonight about the Soul Winning Marathon. It's been a little while ago, and some of them, they've had to rejuvenate those memories. It's been several different preachers coming in, and so we hope tonight it's a blessing for you. I don't know. I know you've heard my testimony. I like to give it over and over again, but the reason I showed up here and got to come to Bible college is it touched my heart. I saw everything you did, but I never heard Pastor Carter preach. But when I visited the church on a Wednesday night, I sat way back over here in the back corner, and they gave Soul Winning Marathon testimonies. And I said, this is just like my church. They love the Lord, and they go soul winning, and this is my kind of place. And so it blessed my heart, and we started to get our stuff ready and to start to head down here and be a part of Landmark Baptist College. And so we're so glad about that. But I hope it'll bless your heart the way it did mine that night. We went to Tampa, Florida. We were with Brother Kerry Nance. Brother Kerry Nance has a unique ministry down there right now. And we had planned really to go down and help him in the southern area of Florida, down there by the air base. And so, but his church is called Southside Baptist Church. But recently, he's been given a church building by a church that closed up, and they renamed it, closed it down, renamed it, and named it Lighthouse Baptist Church. And so we spent our mornings in North Tampa knocking doors for this brand new church plant that they're looking for a pastor for. And so if you can think about that and think about Brother Nance and his church, they've been kind of carrying and footing the bill. There's already about 40 people coming. One of his men in his church is up there preaching each week. And so they got about 40 people. They're looking for a pastor, and they're just trying to pray and ask a man of God to come and take it. Amen. And they're really just trying to wait on the Lord to send the right man there to take that work. And it was, to be honest with you, won a little bit over 100 souls, and it just is... If you've ever been to Tampa, the north end of Tampa, where Busch Gardens is, and in that area where Lowry Park Zoo, it's right there on the north end of Tampa. It's about 45 minutes from us. And so pray for that if you would. And we were able to not only soul win there, but then in the afternoons closer to his church, they were sending us into areas that were all type middle class to. And if you've been to Tampa, it's middle class. You knock a middle class door, and then there's a edifice where the gates and you can't even get into the place. And so it just depends on house to house as you go through. And so many people trusted Christ. They sent me a text just the other day about something that was a blessing to them. It wasn't a house that we knocked on. One of our groups needed to use the bathroom and stopped for just a few minutes, and they went to McDonald's and stopped until we had done that, and both groups had stopped at McDonald's on different days. But while they're waiting to get in and out and get back in the van to get going again, somebody stopped and invited somebody to church with a tract. Didn't knock a door, didn't spend a lot of time soul winning. That man is a man that had been just moved to the area that had been looking for a good Bible-believing church. And he came just last week and joined the church and got plugged in and was happy to be there. And so that's encouraging to us. That's worth it all, amen, that somebody gets plugged in and where they're at. And so we're going to let Sarah, come on. Sarah's going to go first, and then they know who's going next. You guys, make sure you give them your name, what year you are here in Bible College.
Hey y'all, I'm super nervous right now, but my name is Sarah Hargroves. I'm originally from North Carolina, but I live in Lakeland, and I'm going for missions. And this is my second year. I'm a sophomore, and I was super excited to come back for Soul Winning Marathon. I just love going soul winning. It's my favorite thing to do on Thursdays. And I was with Amanda. She was my solo partner. I was with Doug and Robinson. It was all right group. No, I'm just kidding. It was awesome. And we went into this one area. It was kind of iffy. I was kind of scared at one point, but it was okay. And they drop us off, and we got, there was a house that had full of kids, and I was super excited. I was like, man, we're going to get this house. She's like, okay, let's do it. And when we got off the bus, we started praying, and when we looked up, all the kids were gone. And I was like, no, we got this. So we went up, and by the time we went up, all the kids came back outside, and they're like, who are you? And then we came up to them and said, we're going to talk to you about Jesus. And they're like, who's that? And I was like, oh, here we go. And it was awesome. And to my right, Amanda was leading these two girls to the Lord, and I was talking to these other kids, and they were on rabbit trails talking to me about different things. And I saw this kid, he looked like a preteen. We made eye contact, and I was like, come here. And he was like, oh, geez. And he came up, and I said, you know, are you saved? If you die today or tonight, are you 100% you go to heaven? He said, no. And I said, okay. So I went down the Romans Road and got saved, and I was super excited. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Audrey Wagner. I'm a freshman here. It was my first time going to Soul Winning Marathon. I was really nervous when I was going because I didn't know who I was going to have the week coming up. And then it was really a blessing because I got Angelia's sister, and it was somebody I didn't know, so I was nervous, but it was really nice because I guess it helped me to be able to take the lead because she wasn't really experienced with that, and not that I was either, but it was nice because it helped me to be more bold and to step out more, and it was just a blessing.
My name is Mark Meaner. I'm a freshman, so this was also my first Soul Winning Marathon, and I enjoyed it a lot. And I just, first of all, I'd like to thank all the church members that gave and to support the college. And I know we wouldn't be able to go or even come to school here if you all didn't give sacrificially to support the college. And I'd like to, first of all, thank you. And then all the staff that went, I know they had to take a week and stay in a hotel with us, and that's probably, you know, suffering for Jesus to do that for a whole week with us. And also like to thank my partner, Nathan. He was a blessing and encouragement to me, and also Ashley and Bethany were the girls we were paired with, and they blessed me and encouraged me as we were going door to door. As you get discouraged, but they would just encourage me and keep me going. And one highlight of the week for me was, as we were knocking doors, we were coming to the end of a street, and we hadn't seen anybody saved, and we hadn't had any really good visits where people would, you know, promise to come to church. And so I was a little bit discouraged because I knew we were going to have to wait at the corner and just stand there, wait for the van to come pick us up, and it was probably going to be 10 or 15 minutes. And I said, we've knocked this whole street, and then we're going to waste about 10 minutes, and we're just going to be standing here, and nothing has been accomplished. So I was just, in my heart, I was praying, you know, God, just send somebody while we're standing here so this whole street, you know, won't be a waste of time. And as we were standing there, at the corner, I turned around and I saw a group of maybe five or six kids leaving this group of houses we had just knocked. And so I told Nathan, you know, let's go get them. So we kind of ran sort of down the street to catch up to them and, you know, called them over. And two of them came and we were able to talk to them. And Nathan actually led them to the Lord. And so I was just excited. I was like, you know, God, that's awesome. And so we went back and we're standing on the corner again. And then as we did that, more kids came out of the same houses. So then we went back, and then I was able to talk to them, and two more got saved. And that was just a blessing that as we were standing there, God answered that prayer and four people got saved. So, amen.
I'm not from California, I just want to clear that. my name is Sharon Brazilian, and this is my second Soul Winning Marathon. I was very excited coming into Soul Winning Marathon, but it was a very hard week for me because the very first day I woke up before we even left, and I was sick. I was very sick. And I actually had to stay back at the college the whole day until one of the staff members could take me and a couple other of the college students that weren't able to make it that day either. And the whole week I was very miserable and, as Mark said, suffering for Jesus all week. And I pressed through by the grace of God. And I didn't get to lead any souls to the Lord, but I did get to go through the plan of salvation several times with several different people. And to me, that's, you know, that's not equal to someone getting saved, but it is planting the seed. But there is one story that really, really stood out to me during the week. And Angelia was my partner, and Angelia and I were all week, we were just, you know, like, we're gonna get someone. And so Angelia had just led a soul to the Lord, and we were so excited. We were in a really scary neighborhood, but it was okay because our guys were at a door, and we were just standing there waiting for them, and we said, well, while we're waiting for them, we might as well get a couple houses ahead of them so we can maybe get someone before they can. So we got the houses in front of them, but then we didn't want to get too far ahead of them because we weren't wanting to get too far from our guys. So we were standing on the side of the road, and we saw a little kid playing in his yard. So I said, well, let's go and talk to him really fast. So we went over to the kid, and he was playing with his little puppy dog. And I didn't want to just go up to the kid and just be creepy, you know, like talking to the kid. So I started off by saying, oh, that's a cute dog you have. And he says, oh, thank you. His name is this. And then he turned around to the rest of his yard, and then he started pointing and naming other dogs that he had, but there were no dogs there. And I was kind of confused until I realized he was saying, and that one died, and that one died. And then he was talking about his dead dogs that were buried in his yard. And that was kind of scary. So eventually, after he got off of his dead dogs, I asked him, well, what do you know about Jesus? And he says, well, Jesus is God, and he created the dogs, and he created the cats, and he created, and I said, yeah, that's Jesus. So I talked to him a little bit, and I thought, well, if he knows about Jesus, maybe he went to church. So I said, well, do you go to church anywhere? And he says, well, we did, and then we moved here. And I said, okay, well, that's great. You know, we have a church. And I gave him a track, and he grabbed it, and it was like he was holding, you know, something precious. And he was, you know, staring at it, and his eyes were just so wide. And he says, I just got to go ask my dad if I can go to your church. And he ran off. And I said, wait, come back. And so he ran back, and he's just still holding on to it, like he's afraid I'm going to take it away from him. And he says, I just got to go ask my dad real fast. And I said, okay, well, and I thought, maybe I can talk to him about salvation. So I started asking him a little bit about salvation, but he was just so stuck on wanting to go to church so much. So eventually I figured that I'm not going to be able to talk to him about salvation, because he was just one train of thought, and that was it. But it was a very, very precious moment for me that week. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tyler Revel. I'm a freshman at Landmark Baptist College, and I'm from Salisbury Baptist Temple. Yes, that's the same church as Brother Parsons. Pray for me. So, amen. This was my first soul winning marathon, and don't give me that look. This was my first soul winning marathon, and, you know, as they told us today, we were giving testimonies. I began to think, I was like, all right, I got to lead two young men to Christ. Which story am I going to tell? You know, at first, you know, I started saying, I was like, you know, they weren't really big stories. They weren't like a significant thing. They just were at the door and they got saved. And, you know, I said that for a while, and I was like, wait, hold on. The Lord used me as a tool to go out and lead two young men to Christ. And I began to think, you know, that may not be a big story because there were so many kids that got saved, but I began to think in my heart, you know, it was a very big story to them. It was life or death to them, two young men. So I just want to say thank you, church, for praying for us, and thank you for letting us go, and I can't wait until next year.
My name is Jonathan Berry. I'm from Brother Parsons Church also. Don't judge me because of Tyler. I am a freshman at Landmark Baptist College. This is my first year going out on a soul winning marathon. It was very different. I had so many experiences from different churches that were in the area. They so many names I could not pronounce. But we were out, and there was one door that I was out with Brother Anthony Van Bargen. And he was knocking the door, and we were outside, and the guy was fixing a car, and we started talking to him, and he was just going to fix the car, and Brother Van Largen was talking to him about if he was to die today, would he know for sure he was going to heaven? And he was like, no. And he's like, well, could I show you? And he was like, I don't know really if I have any time or not. And I was like, I'm not going to let him get away with this. I was like, that's not a good enough excuse for me. And I was like, I jumped in and I was like, well, I would, it would take about 5 minutes for me to show you how to go to heaven, and would it be worth it? And he's like, yeah, I guess so, but okay. And then I just showed him the gospel and he accepted Christ at the end, and it was so great. I'd just like to thank you for all the prayers and just giving sacrificially to the college. Thank you.
My name is Anna Landman, and I'm a junior here at Landmark Baptist College. But this is my first year being a campus student. I did directed studies for 2 years. And the time I actually came down to do my college days kind of and see the school to begin with was during Soul Winning Marathon 2 years ago. So I came down, I got, you know, walked through the dorms. You know, I didn't even go to classes. I just saw the college, and then the next day I went on the bus, and we went off to Dunellen to do that, and that was a new experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. It brought me here today, but I just want to, this trip meant so much more because I was with people I knew, and it was just more of a family going out together instead of a stranger coming, you know, from another state in. And I just want to thank the church, first of all, for all the prayers. I really felt connected and part of the church just the week leading up to it. I had so many people come up to me and tell me, we're praying for you as you go out. And that was just so important to me. Like, you know, I knew the church was praying for the college as they went out, but for individuals in the church to be praying for me as I went and shared the gospel was just so amazing. And I just felt so connected to be to this church family. I had a great time. I had a great team. My partner was Laura, and then Daniel and Paco were also there. And they were so encouraging. I know Francisco especially. Like, he always had a smile, and he got some really hard doors. And they were just, he was always optimistic, and you just couldn't be discouraged around him. And you'd go down the street, and you wouldn't get anything. But he was still there smiling and pushing on, and even when you're hot and sticky and you've been walking all day, he's still there with a smile and just like, oh, the next door, it'll be it. You know, it was such a blessing. And I got to lead 2 souls to the Lord. It was absolutely amazing. And the one was a young man the very first day, which was encouraging that it was like right off the bat, you know, the first couple stops we made. And Laura actually started talking to him. And then, you know, she went through and asked him if he was sure he would go to heaven. And when he said no, she said, you know, well, if we could take the Bible and show you, would you want that? He goes, yeah, I would like to know. I just don't know where to get those answers. And I was able to pull out my Bible because I thought, I get to carry those answers around with me every single place I go. And I was able to pull it out and just open the Bible and show him how he can be saved and lead him to the Lord. And and then the next day, we were walking down the street, and we really hadn't, not a whole lot of people were home, and we were just, you know, not getting a lot of reception. And then I walked to this store, and it was actually a 16-year-old lady, a 16-year-old girl named Kathy, and she was on spring break, and we just happened to be there during spring break. And she, as soon as she opened the door, and she was so friendly, she came out on the porch and shut the door behind her, and I thought, oh, I got her. You know, if they're willing to come out and talk with you and be interactive, and her grandmother was a pastor, which sounds awful. But because of that, she had a lot of questions, and I was able to go through the plan of salvation with her and lead her to the Lord. And both those souls are so special to me, and everyone that I got to just show the plan with or just plant a little bit of seed. So just thank you so much for helping us go and praying for us. It was just a blessing to me. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lane Prevatt. I'm a freshman at Lamar Baptist College. I'm from Arcadia, Florida, down in Heritage Baptist Church. And thank you for praying. It was really just a blessing to go. I got to go with George Money, and it was fun. We had a good time. We walked into one guy's yard, and he took off running. He thought we was the cops. yeah, we had to holler, hey, man, we're the church, and he had to come back. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. And well, one thing that's really special to us, Mr. Parsons, throughout the week, at the beginning of the day, he was good about picking you up at the next block. The next day, you got to walk a little bit further and a little bit further. And then the next day, he just told you, just walk until I pick you up. And that would be about lunchtime. But no, it was in the afternoon. He dropped us off on the bay. And we started in like million-dollar homes, stuff looked like castles. And we was walking all the way from there to Dill Road, MacDill Airport Road. And we was walking there. And we went from like a really nice house to this, it was really just a dump. And me and him looked, and there's a guy and his girlfriend sharing a cigarette on the front porch, and I looked at him, he looked at me, and we said, yep, let's go waste some time. And I walked up there, and we said, hey, how y'all doing? And they both kind of just snickered and nothing. And I was like, oh, man. And so I just said, oh, here, we're just out from the church, there's a track, you know, we'd love for you to come and everything. And something just hit me, don't walk away yet. And I said, hey, man, I just looked right at him. I didn't even address the girl. And I said, hey, man, if you died today, do you know for sure that you'd go to heaven? And he just looked up, and I never lost eye contact with him for the rest of the time. The girl got mad, and she reached over and flicked the ash off the cigarette. I said, man, I lost him. It's over. It's over. There ain't no way. I kept going, and by this time, I'm in, you know, the first part of Romans 6:23, and I'm working it, and I'm about to go to Revelation. And he goes, well, she got real mad at this point. She takes a cigarette from him, snatched it out of his hand, walked inside, and slammed the door. Boom. And I said, oh, no, I lost him. There ain't no way. I don't know how I'm going to come back from this. He never lost eye contact with me. He just kept going. Well, then I'm about to close it down, and he was wearing a I'm trying to think of the right name. What do I want to call it? He's wearing really his wife beater. He's wearing a tank top, and it's moved. And this guy had tattoos all over him. He had the worst cuss words all over him. The devil's tried to mark him up so bad and claim him for his own. And it moved. And there's a hole, unmistakably, it had to be a bullet hole. It was just, you could see it from the back and see it from front because he's leaned forward. And then the back was small and then the front was bigger. And that's just what a bullet does. And I didn't realize that. And I'm closing it down. And just as that moves, her dad opened the door. I didn't realize it was her house, and it's a big guy. I mean, he'd make me and Mr. Barry both look small. And I'm squatted down in front of the door, and I'm like, I'm about to get drop kicked. And I said, excuse me, I had to get out of the way and step back. I'm thinking, Lord, don't let me lose him. And I was able to lead him all the way through the prayer, and he really got it. He was, by the time end of it, he was broken, and the devil had tried to claim that man for his own so much. And he became the Lord's by the end of the day, and it was such a blessing to me. Thank you for praying. Thank you for letting us go. And thank you.
I'm George Money. I'm his partner. We had a blast. I was going to give that testimony. but at the same time, he told Brother Parsons, hey, put me before George, because I want to give it before he does. So I said, okay, that's fine. So I got to thinking about the different people I got to talk to. And one stuck out, and you know, it was two boys walking down the street, and they must have just got out of partying or whatever it may have been, but it was me and Lane on one side, and Pastor Nance and I believe Jesse on the other side, and we got to walking down the street. It was the first street of the, I think it was Tuesday, so you know, I got to praying. I told Lane, hey, we're gonna get somebody today, and then all of a sudden these boys came walking down. I said, all right, Lane, you know, your turn, let me get you set up for this. And Pastor Nance took one, and we took the other, and we just started talking to him. Well, Lane got to talking to him, and he's so country, you know, this boy is just looking at him like, what, I can't even understand you, you know. And so, you know, he's just, okay, took the track, and got to, Lane's talking to him, and Lane finally just looks at me, he's like, okay, you know, it's your turn to talk. And being from Chicago, dealing with a bunch of teenage kids like that, rough, and he looked up at me. I said, all right, you know, this is how it's going to be. And I started going, hitting all the points. And, man, he was just enwrapped and had big eyes. And he's, man, I didn't know that. And I finally said, you know what, you want to accept Christ as your Savior today. And right on the other side, as I say that, Pastor Nance is talking to the other one. He says it to his friend. He looks over at his friend, and then he looks back, and he's like, he's doing it, I'll do it, of course, you know. I said, no, don't do it because your friend's doing it. And so I hit the points again. He was just like, man, you know what, you're right. You're right. I don't want to go to hell, and I don't want to burn forever. And so I said, all right, let's actually get this settled. And we put our heads down, prayed, had a blast that week. I want to say thank you for everything, the opportunity to be able to go over there and go to different places, different churches. This is my first semester here. And just serving the Lord different places like this, it's an amazing thing. So once again, thank you so much.
Amen. Good night, everybody. My name is George. George Anemone. George Aquis. So this is a blessing for me to be here tonight and just to see what the Lord did for us. And so I'm a sophomore here, my second here at the college. And so this is my third soul winning. And each time I have opportunity to involve in this activity, it's always a blessing. Amen. And so it's a great thing for us to be there and share gospel with people. And so one thing just keep my intention when I was in soul winning is the fact to see how much it's hard to reach people to receive Christ as their personal savior, because all the time they don't have time for. So I remember I said to Dr. Bradley, I'm tired to to talk with those people, because all the time they tell you, I don't have time to receive you, or they shut the door on you, so that's sad. And so they didn't pray. And so I want to take time to thank you, church, for send us to and pray for us to everything. And so I want to say thank you for the staff, and thank you also for Dr. Pastor Carter for this great vision he had for us. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Doug Henry. This is my third soul winning marathon that we went to, and it was a blessing for me this year. In years past, I didn't really have a good attitude going into it, I'll be honest with you, whether it was because of the people I had as partners or whatever the case may be. And so before we even found out anything about Soul Winning Marathon, my prayer was, Lord, please don't allow me to be teamed up with so-and-so. Amen. And something that I learned, and I should have known this, but whoever you pray for God not to put you up, you know, with, is the exact same person that God's going to put you up with. And so when I found out that I was going to have the blessing of being with Robinson again, my biggest prayer was, Lord, help me to have a good attitude, and help me to be an encouragement. There's a quote that is said in college quite often. It says, you'll never have victory in your public life unless you have victory in your private life first. And so something that the Lord really worked on my heart about was before Soul Winning Marathon, studying through the book of James. I don't know why, just for some reason God wanted me to study through the book of James, and how there's statements that are made, and one was be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And so for some reason God was sticking that in my mind, because I have the tendency of speaking before, you know, thinking. Amen. And so that was a challenge to me. And what I wanted to do as well with the guys I was in the room with, I had Robinson, Daniel, and Francisco. And something that I established first on the very first night was that each night we're going to have a time of testimonies. Each night we're going to have somebody just give up, not necessarily preach, but just give a short devotion, just a word of encouragement. Because I know for being on Soul Winning Marathon before, there were going to be times where it was going to be difficult. There were going to be times where you're not going to, you know, knock on a bunch of doors and no one was going to be receptive, and you were just going to have doors, you know, slammed in your face, and your teammates is going to bother you, and just, you know, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of things that were going to try to distract you from what you were there for. And so each of the other gentlemen, they, you know, took advantage of it. I mean, anytime you ask a preacher board to, here, give up and give a testimony, you know, or a devotion, they're going to jump on board with it. Amen. And so it was a blessing for me to be a part of Soul Winning Marathon this year. We had 103 souls come to know Christ, and that was a blessing for us as well. And just two quick stories about what happened. One of them is not as serious, but it's something that was funny, and it was a blessing to me. Robinson and I were dropped off, and with our girls, we had Amanda and Sarah with us as well. And so they took the left side, we took the right side, and they went to this house with this gate, and all these little kids were outside. And so they're talking to these kids at these gate, and so we knocked on, a couple houses, and so we got done early, so we came over and, see if they needed any help with anything, because there was a lot of kids over there. And so while Sarah and Amanda were, being spiritual and talking to them about Christ, and Robinson and I were dealing with the other ones that weren't really interested in hearing about the gospel, trying to share it with them, but just kind of trying to get them distracted so they don't, affect the other kids. And one kid was like, "You want to see me do a backflip?" And we were like, well, Robinson was saying no, he was being the mature one. I was like, "Yeah, go for it." And so the backyard, it wasn't really a yard, it was what I call like a dirt pit. There's a bunch of dirt in there, and it's very hard to get a good footing to do a backflip when you're on a bunch of dirt. And so next thing you know, this little kid goes to do a backflip, and let's just say that he didn't land on his feet, he landed on his head. And so he jumped and he said boom and hit the ground, and I mean he was gone. And so everybody except for Sarah and Amanda and the ones they're talking to, everybody just stopped and just looked over at this little kid, and they helped this kid. I mean, his neck bent in a way that it shouldn't be bending, amen. So next thing you know, he gets up and he is holding his head, and he runs inside, he's sitting there screaming. I'm like, well, that went well, amen. And so I don't remember if the other ones got saved or not. And so when we were leaving, I just wanted to check to make sure that the kid was okay, because I don't want to have to explain to Brother Parsons why, I encouraged some kid to break his neck on Sonic Marathon, amen. So the dad came out and asked me if he was okay. He goes, "Oh yeah, he's fine, it happens all the time." And I'm like, amen, that's a blessing right there. So that was a blessing. But another story, it's kind of a more serious one, a more precious one to me. I got to lead one young man to the Lord. His name was Christopher. I don't remember if he was 12 or 14 years old, but Robinson and I, it was on Tuesday, I believe it was Tuesday morning, and we get up, and it was my turn to go to this house, and so we went to go knock on the door, and the door was already open. And so we, knocked on the door, and this, it was like raising the dead. This little boy came out of his room. You could tell he just woke up. I mean, his hair was all over the place, and clothes was all, amen. And so we're like, well, we'll talk to him. And so sure enough, I asked him if he knew for sure he was going to go to heaven when he died, and he goes, "No, I'm not really sure." I said, "Would you like to know?" And he goes, "Yeah, I would." And so by the grace of God, he got saved, amen. And that was a blessing for me as well. And so when we're sitting there trying to fill out the card and, trying to get his name and the address, of course, him just waking up and, he's still not aware of what was going on. So he goes, "Oh, I need to go, ask my mom real quick." I'm thinking, fired up, we get to talk to the mom too. So he runs across the street and goes in some other random house. And I'm thinking, your mom lives at another house, amen. And so the mom comes out, and the mom, of course, she's, unhappy that we're there and that we're talking to her son. And all of a sudden the mom's like, "Well, my son goes to church and he doesn't need you guys coming over here and blah, 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 blah," And so all we needed was just the address. And so she's like, "I'm not giving you guys the address," and blah, 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 whatever. And, but it was a blessing for us because, he got saved before her mom or his mom showed up. And so I gave him one of the John of Romans, and I encouraged him just to read, God's word for himself and see what God wants him to do. And so while we went to the corner to get picked up, I kind of used some common sense, amen. I figured out what his address was and, filled out the rest of the card and then turned it in and let them deal with it, amen, later on. So, but again, just thank you folks for praying. Thank you folks for supporting us. I know a lot of you guys were praying for us, and you guys will receive part of the blessings of Soul Winning Marathon. So thank you guys for your time again.
Hi, my name is Laura Howland, and I'm a freshman at Landmark this year, and this was my first Soul Winning Marathon, and I was really excited. My partner was Anna Landman, and then the guys on my team were Daniel and Francisco, and I was really excited, and I was all prayed up, and I was like, I'm going to win so many souls, and because I've heard so much about Soul Winning Marathon, because my sister Lisa Howland goes here, and she's been in the past years. And so the first day comes up, and Anna and I go out soul winning, and we're praying that we get to win someone to the Lord. And then like one of the first houses we went to, and the man was standing outside in the front, and it was my turn to talk, so I talked to him, and then I could tell that he was open and he was receptive, and I was getting ready to, I asked him if he wanted, if he wanted me to show him out of the Bible how he can get saved, and he's like, yeah, and my New Testament was in my backpack, so I get back, I reach back, and then Anna's like, well, let me just show you, and I was like, are you kidding me? This was my door, this was my soul, and it, you know, at first I was a little bitter, I was like, really, that was my door, I wanted to get this one, and then I realized, you know, it doesn't really matter who got to share the gospel with him, and it just matters, you know, that he got saved, that's all that really matters, and then, you know, we went through the day, and I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord. I didn't even get to witness to anybody, and then I was really discouraged, but I kept praying. I was like, Lord, just give me one soul. Just give me one soul this week, and then the next day came, and the second day, everybody on my team got to win someone to the Lord, and I was like, really? I have to be the weak link in the team? Why does this happen to me? And then, you know, my whole team was praying for me, and then I felt really bad and discouraged, and, you know, other people were telling me, don't be discouraged, you know, doesn't really matter, it's okay. And then the third day, we woke up, and my Anna was sick, and so she couldn't go out with me, and I was like, no, what's gonna happen now? Am I not gonna be able to go? Or whatever, but then Mrs. Nance went out with me, and that was a real blessing, because, you know, I got to talk to her. And then one of the first houses we went to, it was my turn, and there was a little girl, I think she was 12 years old, she opened the door, and I got to witness to her, and she got saved, and it was such a blessing. I was so happy, and it was, I just had a really good time, and I would like to thank you all for praying for us and just being such a blessing to us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, young folks. Do you have another one? Okay. I thought you said you was done. All right. Anyhow, y'all done an awesome job. We thank you so much. And folks, this is your money at work. Amen. Hey, I want you all to know, hey, every soul that was saved and all the work that went on, every member of this church participated in that. Do you know that? You know, so that's what a blessing it is to all of us. And it's good to hear that. All the good stories that goes on in the time that they're there, and Brother Parsons and the rest of the crew, Dr. Pitts, and all those that went, did an awesome job. We thank you for that. And anyhow, if you stand with me, we had a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed. Brother Cruz, did you want choir practice tonight?